Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Slayton. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball four. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Joaquin Fuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Porter and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with split orf covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with split orf covering, for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. White reaches second base with a double. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Brett reaches second base with a double. White scores. It's 5-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lockhock hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of LaFleur. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Ed Glynn now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. Lockhock moves to third. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Lockhock scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hurdle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Royals. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. White reaches second base with a double. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terrell bunts towards the mound. Glenn fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Joaquin Fuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Royals. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joaquin Fuss hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Glenn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. Porter scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. White hits a fly ball into right field. Joaquin Fuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-4 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive towards short. Terrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Joaquin Fuss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Royals. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.